Thank you for calling astrologyanswers.com. My name is Carnisha. How may I assist you today?
Hey, Carnisha, every time I call you about my situation, then somehow put my hold and leave me there for 8 minutes, 10 minutes, and don't come back to the phone. And I was trying to explain some situation. I think I can screen the situation out because my friend do have a bank card. You know what I'm saying? And what had happened with that, let me explain to you what went in. I might need to speak to your supervisor because I paid for something on the 19th, and also I paid for some yesterday through my friend's car. But I talked to the lady before I did it. She told me, because my car was cash out. Y'all don't accept cash out. And so so I used his pen pal card. So the lady saying it's not, they don't see it in the system, and they said supposed to be in the system. But I can contact him and everything I need to do about that to find out what's going on. Because she said, because I got a copy of what I paid for. It, the lady sent me my receipt. The person that, you know, who doing the work, you know, the project I'm on, she sent me a copy of it. And she said they don't have anything with you all in what's going on. And that was strange to me.
Okay. Give me just a moment. So you're saying that they're showing that they didn't get a payment?
Well, I got the payment because time I paid it, then because they've been sending me little text messages and little things and, you know, on my email. And they, you know, they've been, you know, I've been reading some little thing they sent me. And then what made me call you all, it was simple fact that it was a question I want to ask her. And then she said, well, pull the email up. And then when I gave her an email and she pulled up, she said, the only thing you paid was the $19 on the 19th. I mean, I paid the $19 on such a date. I said, no, I paid $69 yesterday, $69.99 for another project. She said, no, you have. I said, yes, I did. She said, I don't have a thing. I said, I got a receipt right here. That's how I got this from him. I didn't call for this. But then when she said, it's not in us. So then I said, well, she said, I said, that's strange. She said, that is strange. And that's the thing I'm saying. But I'm still getting a little small email from these people that came into your company, what I'm saying.
Okay.
And I can contact my friend because I was on the phone waiting for him. He called me on my phone. And I put a meet with him tomorrow. Now, this guy, not just no random person, you know what I'm saying? And we went to the go. I had to go through a lot of procedure to do what I had to do. My bank account, I do have a bank account. I could have used my car, but I couldn't find it, so that was bad connection on that end. So I did it. So I kept on getting emails. So I wanted to say, well, I'm going to purchase this part here. So I paid the $69 for the purchase, $69.99, and I do have a copy on my phone. And then Purdue sent it to me, told me to keep this email.
What's your email?
My email is Cooper Tyrone 471@gmail.com.
You said Cooper Tyrone 471.
Yes, ma'am.
At Gmail.
Yes.
Okay, give me just a moment. I can transfer you back to a supervisor, but you have to wait till them actually answer the phone.
But I, can I just do this? I'm gonna call, you know, same way it called me. You know, they said 3 minute call me back. They'll call me back. Matt three. Can I get that? Can I get them to call me back?
Yeah, I mean you can call it when you say call you back. We'll call you back, but it won't be a supervisor. It'll just be somebody that can actually just answer. You know, that answers the call with them. It won't be a supervisor. The only way you get a supervisor is if you hold and wait for them to answer the phone.
Okay, I guess I have to wait. Do the supervisor have to get involved in this to find out what's going on?
Yes.
Okay, I guess I have to wait for the supervisor. Thank you.
You're welcome. You want me to transfer you over now?
Yeah, ma'am.
Okay, give me just a moment.
Okay.